Hey everybody, welcome to Falake Unfiltered, and I'm your host, Falake. I'm here to dive into conversations about love, life, and everything in between. So brace yourselves for authentic and unfiltered conversations. Now, first, before we get into the first episode, I would like to thank everyone here for supporting me, and I would like to welcome all of my listeners today. I'm hoping that I gain all of you guys' interest, and inshallah, you guys all come back. So today's first episode will be a get to know me, all about me episode where I just, you know, let everyone into my life and just let everybody know who I am. So I was able to gather a couple of questions from a few friends, family members, and questions of my own that I even thought of for myself to answer just to let everybody know who I am. So let's get into it. The first question was, what inspired you to start this podcast, Falake Unfiltered? So ever since I was a little kid, I always saw myself being on TV. I always talked a lot. I always had something to say. I always had an opinion. And I've been very blunt and unfiltered since I was a kid, hence my show, Falake Unfiltered. I just always felt like I wanted to be on TV, even like a news channel or like whatever the case may be, as long as it involved me talking, that's what I wanted to do. And I even told my mom, like, you know, if I don't go to law school, if I don't go to school to be an engineer, I'm going to have my own TV show. I'm going to have my own podcast because I just like to talk. And I just feel like a lot of the things that I think about and a lot of things that I say are things that a lot of women or just people in general think about, but they can't say because they're too nervous or they just don't want to get judged. So, yeah. So the second question was, can you share a bit about your background and upbringing? So I am originally from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised. My mother is African-American and my father is Nigerian-American, but I grew up with my mom majority of my life. I grew up in Chicago until I was about, I think my mom said around 2 or 3. And then we moved to the South for a little bit and then we moved back to Chicago. I completed my sophomore, junior, and senior year in the suburbs of Dalton, Illinois. And I did graduate college. My childhood was actually very fun. I don't remember like any bad times for real, because everything that we did was all like, we always had something to do, whether it was me going with my godparents, me going with my aunts, or, you know, my mom just always made sure that she kept us busy. I had a really good childhood. My mom did an amazing job raising me and my siblings. And, you know, I just had a lot of fun despite, you know, some of the things that, you know, I experienced and some things that I went through. But other than that, my upbringing was very, very good. The next question is, what are some of your passions and interests outside of podcasts? So my passions, I do like to write poetry. I haven't wrote poetry actually in a while. I kind of lost a little bit of interest in that, but then I ended up, you know, started back writing back in October of last year, and I've been doing it, but I haven't really been consistent. I do like pottery classes. I've done one or two classes before, and it's actually really fun and really soothing. I do like going out and just like doing anything fun that'll keep my mind off whatever, you know, whatever I have going on at home or in my personal life. I do like hiking. I like going for walks. I like going to the movies, shopping, of course. I just like to have fun. Simple as that. The next question is there a particular life experience that has had a significant impact on shaping who you are today? That is a really good question. There's so many experiences that I've gone through in my 26 years of living already. I believe my most memorable one is just me having my daughter. If you knew me before I had my child, I was a wild child. I was out in the streets, y'all, fighting everything. Like, mama used to have to come pick me up because I was out fighting people, going to people's houses, etc., just being a hood rat. And then when I had my daughter, I just felt like my whole life changed, and I saw that, like, you know, there's better. And, you know, I really wanted to change my entire life around because now I have a little human being that looks up to me, and I just didn't want my daughter seeing her mommy outside fighting. So I'm like, okay, I have this kid now And I need to make sure that I'm on my P's and Q's and making sure that, I'm living a steady, good life. The next question is, what are your favorite books, movies, or TV shows, and why do they resonate with you? I'm not really a reader. I'm not really into books. I used to be into books when I was younger. I used to read horror books, or I don't know if any of y'all have ever heard of them, but the Bluford High series. I reread those books every single day. I like scary movies. I'm like a scary movie type of girl. I don't really like, movies that are about like love stories, movies that make you cry, because I'm really sensitive, so I don't like watching anything that's gonna make me cry. Now, TV shows, I do love crime shows. I love Law and Order, SVU, Criminal Minds, First 48, stuff like that. And I like those shows because when I was younger, I did want to go to school to be a police officer or a private detective. But as I got older, I was like, nah, I think I want to steer into something else. But I still watch those shows on a day-to-day basis. Also my favorite show would probably be Martin. It's a black sitcom. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of it, but it's a black sitcom with Martin Lawrence. And I would say that show resonates with me because I just love black culture. And that show just cowered around black people and what it means to be black and just like the black experience. And I just feel like me being a black woman, I could relate to that show so well. So that's one of my favorite, comedy shows. So the next question would be, do you have any unique talents or hobbies that your listeners might not know about? So I actually can sing. I actually can sing. I grew up in a Christian household, so my mom had me and my little sister in church. I was a soprano, I believe. I believe I was soprano. So my mom used to have us make little videos and record us singing and making up dance moves and stuff like that, so that she could send to other people, because my mama had connections with everybody, y'all. And I always say, if I didn't go to college, or if I didn't have my own TV show, I would have been a singer or an actress, because I just love to sing. I love to make up dances with, my little sister when I was younger. Another hobby is I like I said earlier, I like to write poetry. There's plenty more, but there's so many to choose from. But those two are the top two that I can remember off rip. Let's see. Can you share a funny or memorable moment from your life? Let's see. I'm trying to think, because I've had plenty like hilarious moments, but I'm trying to figure out which one was the best one. Okay, so there was a time where when my parents used to leave the house for a couple of hours, I would be in charge. So they'll leave to go for a party, or go to a friend's house, or just go out to eat and have a date night. I was the oldest one, so me and my siblings were all fight in the house while they were gone. So there was this one day where I thought that I was Big Bad Wolf, Macho Macho Girl, and my little brother, who I believe was 10 or 11 at the time, he was almost the same height as me, but I always felt like I could take him. So this one day we were all downstairs in the basement and we were fighting, and my brother literally flipped me and put me on my back. I think 17 or 18 years old, getting flipped on my back by a 10, 12, 11 year old. And I was 230 something pounds. And my brother was 120, 130, if I'm not mistaken. So that was probably one of my most funniest moments, because even still to this day, we still talk about that moment. And I still go back and watch the video because it's so funny. The next question is, what do you hope listeners take away from listening to your podcast? One thing I hope that listeners take away from listening to my podcast is just being authentic, being yourself, and not being afraid to voice your opinion, and also not caring about what anybody else has to say. So the next question is, what is your favorite childhood memory? I would say my favorite childhood memory is during the summer when I lived in Chicago. My godmom would always keep me like over the summer. It was while like my mom was working, and she would take us downtown Chicago. We'll go to, Lakeshore Drive. We'll go to Navy Pier and just walk around and just go to the beach and have fun. And we will also like go to like Mississippi and Arkansas. And like Wisconsin, and meet her side of the family, and I would meet like my quote unquote cousins on her side, and we would just have like a blast. And also, my mom would take us to Arkansas so that we can hang out with our cousins as well. So like, all of my childhood memories are just me like spending time with my younger cousins and just having a blast. So the next question is, do you have any siblings? If so, what's your relationship like with them? So yes, I have four other siblings. I have an older sister named Heaven, a sister named Shara, my little sister Shawnee, and I have a little brother. His name is Kevion, but we call him Buddha. So my relationship with all of my siblings are actually pretty well. I would say with my sisters, because we're girls, it's a little bit catty and we do like argue majority of the time. But with my brother, he's like cool, calm, and collected, like nothing really ever pisses him off. So like my relationship with him is pretty well. My sister Ashera, we didn't grow up with each other. She grew up with my father. So it was just my older sister and my two younger siblings who I grew up with. But now that we're all older, we all have like an amazing relationship with one another. The next question is, what is your go-to comfort food? My go-to comfort food, which I feel like is the same as everybody else's, is cookies and cream ice cream. If I'm sad or like feeling down, or like if I'm stressed out or worrying, the first thing I think of is eat a bowl of ice cream. I don't know what it is about cookies and cream ice cream, but it just tastes so good. And literally, once I get that comfort food, which is ice cream, I feel so much better. So the next question is, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? I've always said that once I start traveling internationally, you will never catch me in a European country. So the first country that I would go to would most likely be Senegal. If you know me, you know like I've always had like a love for Senegalese people and the country Senegal. Like, I don't know why, like ever since I was younger, I've always loved Senegal and Senegalese people. And I've always said like the moment that I start traveling, Senegal will be the first place that I will go to. I have a lot of Senegalese friends. Shockingly, I have more Senegalese friends than I do Nigerian friends. And just growing up with Senegalese people, like they're really, really nice. And every single Senegalese person that I've met, they're nice, like they're welcoming, like the hospitality, like they're really, really, really nice people. And I know like some people have like this like depiction of like how Africans are, how people from different African countries are, but I will say like Senegalese people are really the most nicest people that I've met. I have a few American friends that have gone to Senegal, that have stayed there for a couple of months, whatever the case may be, and like they've all come back and said the same thing, like the people there are so nice. They're so welcoming. Like, they don't treat you, any type of way because you're a foreigner. Like, they really make you feel like you're home. So, yeah, if I can go anywhere in the world, that would be Senegal. So, next question is, what's one thing you couldn't live without? I will probably say my cell phone, because, like, my cell phone means everything to me. Like, no matter where I go, I take my phone with me, whether it's to the bathroom or if I'm just getting up to go get something out of the kitchen, I have to take my phone with me. My phone is literally my life. And all this money that I pay for my phone, I'm not gonna leave it anywhere. This is like the number one thing that I have to have with me. So the next question is, what's a goal or aspiration you have for the future? So my goal is to be consistent with my podcast. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a while, but I always would, lose interest and then gain it back, whether I felt like I wasn't getting the support or whether I felt like, it wasn't something that I needed to do. So now that I'm doing it, I'm praying, inshallah, that I'm able to
keep this going and make sure that I'm being consistent. Another goal that I have is to finish school. I'm in school right now for my bachelor's degree. I'm getting a bachelor's in computer information systems. So I'm hoping that I'm able to finish school. Don't quit, don't give up, don't take a year off, just get it over with, get my degree and start working. Aspirations that I have for myself is literally just like be happy. My aspirations for life is just like anything you want, you can get it. Don't give up. Don't listen to what anybody else has to say. Don't let the negative comments or the negative thoughts that you may have about yourself or whatever the case may be affect anything that you want to do in this life. So the next question is, who is someone you admire and what qualities do you most admire about them? So the person who I admire the most is my mom. Like, my mom has been through so much, and even with all the things that she's been through, she's still been able to come out on top and do her thing and complete all of her goals. Like, my mom is like my number, like I'm literally her number one fan. Like, I love and adore her so much because it's like she's so strong and she's been through hell and back, like throughout her whole life, but she's never let any of her failures or her setbacks, you know what I'm saying, forbid her from getting to where she needs to be today. Like, watching my mom grow up, she's always been strong. Like, I've literally watched my mom cry about stuff that bothered her, and then literally a couple of days later, she was able to complete whatever that was. So it's like when I feel down, or if I feel like there's something that I can't do, or if I just want to get up, you know what I'm saying, give up, I literally look at my mom and I'll get advice from her because she's literally an example of don't let nothing tear you down. So like if I'm sad or depressed or whatever, like I just be like, my mama done been through way worse than me, or my mama done been through it all and look at where she is now. And I always say, like, when I get older, I want to be just like my mama, strong, independent, confident. Like, she's just an amazing person. So the next question is, if you could have dinner with three historical figures, who would they be and what would you want to talk to them about? Let me think. I don't know. They'll be black, more than likely. For sure they'll be black. I'd probably say Madam C.J. Walker. If you don't know who she was the first black woman that invented hair care for black women. I'm talking about grease, shampoo, gel, everything. And I would just ask her, like, how was it creating black hair care? What difficulties did she face creating the black hair care? And what advice does she have for anybody that's wanting to create something that's meant for black people? The next person I would probably interview would probably be, like, I don't know. If I'm trying to think, I would probably say like Beyonce or Rihanna, because those two are my top two favorite female artists. So I would just, ask them, like, the regular questions, like, what difficulties did they face, coming up in the industry, in this industry, well, in the music industry, and if there's anything that they wish that they could do now that they didn't do before, stuff like that. So the next question is, why did you move to Texas? So I moved to Texas. I was just honestly over being in Chicago, and I just had a lot going on that I just did not want to be there anymore. And I was like, it's time for me to get the up and move around somewhere. I had plans on moving, but I literally did not know where I wanted to move to at first. I didn't know if I wanted to move to the city with my granny, or move to the back to the south with my sister. Like, I did not know where I wanted to go at first. And I reached out to my godparents, which I have a really good relationship with them. And I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, Do y'all got extra room for me and my daughter? And my godmom, she's like, yes, like, I'm going to get you a ticket. Just make sure you make it to the airport on time and I'll come pick you up when you land here at DFW. And it was just like, you know, I just felt like if I did not leave Chicago, that I would not be where I am now here in Texas, because I had a lot of anger back home in Chicago where I just want to fight people and, you know what I'm saying, lash out and just like spaz because I was so angry and like I didn't, you know what I'm saying, know how to like calm myself down. But now that I'm here in Texas, like, I literally have not been in no physical altercation in 6 years, which I'm very proud of myself. I'm in school. I'm almost done. Inshallah, I'll be graduating a year early. You know, I have my own house. I have my own car. Like, you know, I'm working. My daughter's healthy. You know, like, I'm in therapy, which like I never would have thought that I would have been able to do if I was back home in Chicago. So I'm actually pretty thankful that I moved out here. But like now I'm kind of getting bored because here in Texas, like there is stuff to do, but like I feel like it's not interesting. I feel like the activities here aren't interesting for people that weren't, you know, born and raised here. And the people here in Texas are just like so different from the people back home in Chicago. Like the people here in Texas will literally look you dead in your face and look you up and down. And whole time they're like wanting to speak to you. But then back home, if somebody mug you and look you up and down, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You might think that they want to fight you or something. So it's like, what's up? But all in all, I've been here for 6 years. I like living here because it's quiet and I feel like I get some sense of peace while living out here, except for like, you know, back home I feel like I'll be rough and rowdy and not being, you know what I'm saying, not standing on business. So I'm pretty, you know, happy that I've made the right choice and moved out here to Texas. So the next question is, do you have any quirky habits or pet peeves that you like to share? I don't think I have any quirky habits, but I will say one of my biggest pet peeves is people who chew loud. Like, there's like, the food may be good, but there's no reason for you to be chewing with all of your might. Like my little brother, he has a bad habit of like eating something. It could literally be ice cream and the man will be chewing or smacking so loud. And like, I don't know if it's like a sensory thing, but like when I hear people do that, it literally makes me like cringe, or like it makes me feel like squirmy and like it irritates my ears. Like, oh, that is like the quickest way to irritate me. And then another pet peeve of mine is like people who have like allergies and they like rub their nose with their fingers and it makes like that nasty mucus type of noise. Like, that is disgusting. Like, you could have just went and blowed your nose instead of just sitting here rubbing your nose together making all that nasty noise. Next question is, can you describe a dream vacation destination that's at the top of your travel wish list? So my dream vacation would have to be Maldives, just because it's so beautiful. And like the videos that I've seen on TikTok, like the clear blue crystal water, like everything is just so gorgeous. And I've always said, like, whether I get married or if I travel somewhere for my birthday, that would be my number one vacation destination. It's like peaceful. Like, you know, there aren't any, you know, highways. Like, you're just literally on a beach surrounded by water, like surrounded by peace and quiet for a couple of days. So yes, Maldives is definitely on the top of my list. The next question is, what's one thing you're looking forward to in the near future? In the near future, I'm looking forward to getting married, inshallah. I want to get my master's, inshallah. Being financially stable and just being happy. Like, in the near future, I just want to be happy. I want to see myself being married with an amazing husband with children in a big 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom house with a big backyard with a pool, and also still being consistent with my podcast. Like, I want this to be something that'll be around forever, not something that's just for the moment. And the last question is, what's your favorite way to unwind after a long day? So the first thing I do once I make it inside the house is snatch off my hijab and my underscarf, because baby, like the 4C girls that like the 4C hair girls that wear hijabs all day with the underscarf, we're literally God's strongest soldiers. Like, I don't think y'all understand. As soon as I take off the hijab and the underscarf, I feel such a big relief. And I just pat my scalp. I go and, get undressed, shower, put on some nice clean pajamas, and probably, make some, rice and stew really quick, and put on, a comedy show, maybe like The Game, or probably watch Martin. Just sit back and relax, and then, help my daughter with her homework, and then I just go straight to sleep. Because as soon as I get off, which is 7, like, I'm already burnt out. So all I really want to do is shower, help my daughter with her homework, and just go straight to sleep. So the last and final question is, if you could trade lives with anyone for a day, who would it be and why? I would trade lives with Kim Kardashian only so that I can transfer money from her savings or her checking account into my bank account. And I would just buy myself a whole bunch of stuff, hide it away somewhere, and then I'll just go back to my normal body. That'll be the only person who I would probably trade lives with just for a day, just to see like what it feels like to be rich and always having the cameras in your face and having people who love you and adore you. Even though I don't like Kim K, I will probably trade lives with her just so I can see like what it's like being Kim Kardashian. Or it'll probably be Rihanna, because like I'm a diehard Riri fan. So I would probably trade places with Rihanna as well. Like, she's just like a bad bitch and I just love her. So I would love to trade lives with her just for a day, just to also see like how it feels to be like Rihanna, going outside and everybody's like, Riri, Riri, paparazzi taking pictures. Like, yes, like I would absolutely love that. So with that being said, that's a wrap for today's first episode of Falaki Unfiltered. I want to thank you all for joining me on this amazing journey. And if you love what you heard today on Falaki Unfiltered, make sure that you connect with me on social media for more. You can follow me on Instagram at Folade Ade underscore. That's Folaade underscore, for more updates on up and coming episodes. Thank y'all. Have a good night.